broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 2017 ATD International Conference and Exposition. It's time for Learning Insights, brought to you by Training Pros.
And we are back. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here from the trade show floor at ATD 2017. Rocking and rolling, starting to hit our stride. In this segment, Lee, we have with us from Cisco, Leadership and Team Intelligence Manager, Miss Addie Thomas. Good morning.
Good morning.
So are you having a good show, Addie?
Absolutely. This has been a great experience. So many great presenters and lots of wonderful colleagues. It's fun to be able to make learning jokes with people who understand what I'm saying.
This is where all those jokes are now. They're not inside jokes here, right?
That's right. It's awesome.
They're just jokes. So can you share a little bit about Cisco? What are you guys doing for folks?
Yeah, so in the leadership and team intelligence organization right now, we're really focused on creating the right environment for Cisco, for teams and leaders. We really want to create that environment for teams to thrive at Cisco. And to do that, we're really doubling down right now on leaders and helping to give them the right tools and data and the training and learning that they need to be able to create those best teams.
When you're working with them, is part of it to identify who the leaders are, or is it part of it to say, okay, you're a leader, here's some tools that,
to make
you better?
You can see us coming a mile away. It's easy to spot a leader.
They have an L on their
shirt. That's right.
How do you do it at Cisco?
That's a great question.
A crown? Like what's it?
Yes, they'll get tiaras at the end. No, that's a really great question. So that's a part of what we're really focused on right now is helping what we call our aspiring leaders. Instead of identifying them, we're going to help them identify themselves.
Ah, there you go.
I like that.
Really,
how to do it.
Yeah, and it's really important to us that they understand what's involved in being a leader. So we're launching at the end of this month, actually, something we call the Aspiring Leader Journey. Mm-hmm. And it's a self-selection process. So anyone at Cisco, no matter how long you've been there or, you know, where you come from, you can go through this process and see what you think, if leadership's for you or not. That self-selection process is done through a subscription-based learning approach, and it also includes, at the very end, a actual simulation, an experience they have to go through, and they pass, or
and
they
so
don't.
They have to demonstrate leadership in the simulation?
And that's right. So they get sponsored. See, the idea is that they would get sponsored by someone like a coach or a manager. And so they go through the first part, which is self-selection. And then if their coach or their leader believes that they have really, you know, they've really demonstrated what it takes, and they also believe that leadership is for them.
Right.
So it's a lot about, does it energize them? Do they feel like this is a strength for them? Mm-hmm. Then they're allowed to go through to the last portion, which is that what we're calling our team leader experience. So it's a full-day simulation where they get to see the good, the bad, and the ugly of being a leader.
Now, since you're a technology company, do you like make them wear like virtual reality glasses and put them in like a chaotic situation and see how they handle it?
Not yet. Yet. But that is something that's coming.
Oh, really?
We have a lot of ambitions.
See those inside jokes? They're just jokes here.
So right now, the experience is a blend of classroom and online experience, but everyone's together. So it's a way for them to demonstrate their abilities as a leader as it aligns to our internal leadership philosophy. We call those the team and leader outcomes. So they're a set of eight principles that we're asking all leaders and teams to adhere to. We don't care how they achieve those. We believe every leader has their own leadership style and their ways of doing things, as long as it's within the code of business conduct, of course. But what we want them to get to are these eight outcomes. And so that's what this simulation really focuses on is, how do they do that? What do they focus on? What do they pay attention to as a leader? And helping them understand that and making sure that that's the right fit for Cisco in our leadership.
Now, can you share some of those eight?
Sure. So we got these eight through doing some research. And so we've partnered a lot with the Marcus Buckingham Company over the last few years. And of course, as a lot of folks know, Marcus has done 20 years of research in this area of, you know, what makes best teams and leaders. And so we repeated that research inside of Cisco. We really found that there were three things that make the best teams. The first one is that folks have a chance to align to their strengths, do work that energizes them, that they love, that they're good at every day. The second one is that there's a sense of safety and trust within a team. So do they feel like their teammates have their backs, or leaders, do they have the ability to create that environment? And then the third one is that everyone has the same shared sense of excellence on the team. We all, you know, does your team understand what excellence looks like in terms of the work, in terms of how you do the work? And so those are three of the eight outcomes, and those are the three that are the most important to us.
So a little bit about your background. How did you get to where you are now? Did you come up through Cisco, or they went and got you out of another pond?
So I have been at Cisco for 11 years.
Started when you were nine.
That's exactly right. Right, yes, right. Thank you. Well, before Cisco, I did do some work with the U.S. Special Forces as a civilian, not a
member
of the military.
You're burying the lead there.
Yeah, no kidding. Look at that tat. Would you? I knew I recognized that tat.
Yeah, I'm tough. And when I was there, I did a lot of simulation work. We were developing things that they were going to send out, you know, for folks to do in the field on Xboxes, things like that. And then I went to work for Lenovo, and then I landed at Cisco. So, yeah, I kind of worked my way through sales and HR and all
can't really
of
hold a job, but you've made the most most of it, right?
Absolutely.
Now, what's it like working with Special Forces? Because that's like life or death. Those are, you know, high stakes,
important stuff.
Yeah, that was a very, very interesting. I did a contract, and it was fascinating. It really was a wonderful way to really understand what it means that your training is really life or death sometimes. And I worked with the 18 Alpha officers, and I got an opportunity to go on base at Fort Bragg in North Carolina and sit down with some really amazing American heroes, truly. And they taught me a lot about what's important when you're teaching someone something, how to really sort that out.
Now, when you see leadership at that level, how does that differ in a corporate setting?
So I think what I would take away is that, you know, the way our philosophy at Cisco is that we don't really care how folks get to the outcome. It's the outcome that matters. I think that's how it was with Special Forces as well. You know, the most important thing was that you finish the mission.
You get
no
the
matter
job
what.
Done, right?
And you don't leave, you know, no man left behind.
Right.
Right? No team member left behind.
And everybody has a plan until the bullets start flying. Right? Then you got to make some adjustments. That's true.
Exactly.
In both arenas, right?
That's correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so having that agility as a leader to be able to think on your feet. And I think that's why our philosophy is so great. We don't tell people you have to follow this 10-step process to be a leader. Do it in the way you need to, but you get the mission done. You create the outcome for your team. So, yeah, I think there are a lot of connections.
And everybody's watching each other's back. That's an
Absolutely.
Important component, too.
Absolutely. That's the teamwork that you see in the Special Forces and just that the way that culture of safety and trust that they develop in their organizations is amazing.
Good stuff. So what's next for you?
So we have a lot. we're really focused on really, you know, how do we address the needs of our modern learner, just like a lot of companies out there. You
sure.
know, people are overwhelmed. They don't have much time. There's so much coming at them. You know, how do we deal with that? And so what we're doing right now and what we're really looking towards the future is we're doing a lot of focus on the big buzzword now, which is microlearning.
Mm-hmm.
We're also looking at, I mentioned before, subscription-based learning. So really, how can we get the knowledge into people's hands quickly and in the way that suits them best? And then we're really looking at, you know, how can we make, when we actually bring people into the classroom or into a virtual environment to learn, how can we make that learning transformational versus informational?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to, you know, offload some of those informational components into those things like microlearning, subscription-based learning, knowledge management platforms, and really focus our experiences on being transformational from a mindset perspective, from a, you know, how someone actually approaches things, their behaviors.
So, in the balance of your time here for the next couple of days, you got a specific mission here?
Oh, I am definitely looking for anyone and everyone who knows something about VR, AR. We're really looking at that in the future. We're doing an experiment right now with VR at Cisco within our leadership space. And so, yeah, I'm really looking forward to meeting folks who know something about that, who can teach me.
Well, keep learning. Keep up the good work. Courtney, it's for you if colleagues want to learn more about what you guys are doing, maybe, you know, want to collaborate with you in some way, or VR AR people want to try to help you out. LinkedIn or something? What's the best way for them to connect?
Yeah, the best way is to connect with me on LinkedIn. So my full name on LinkedIn is Adonica Long Thomas, and you can find me there and connect. I'd love to meet up with folks who are interested in these same areas.
All right. Well, it's been an absolute delight having you come by this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll be back in a few from the trade show floor at ATD 2017.
This has been a Special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.